Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman. Daily Planets, Tuesday, 15 July, 2025. Sun in Gemini, ruled by Mercury. Planets are asking, is there a professional juggler in the house? Planets are assorted, and with these assorted planets, the chances of making what can diplomatically be described as not the most brilliant decision ever, for numerous good reasons, are pretty high. Thus, prior to taking yourself out of contention for something or rearranging a perfectly decent program or schedule prematurely, try to leave well enough alone, thereby allowing sufficient room for matters to sort themselves out so that you could actually prevail in the manner in which you had planned to become accustomed. Think about it. If a mere 24 hours could mean the difference between a smiling yes dear, of course I would love to go and see or join or assist or... and the current, can't you see I'm busy doing something that has nothing to do with you, I'll get to you later. Why would you insist on selecting this very moment to set up the equivalent of it or me? Also, on a separate but related note, should you find that you're clean out of ideas for soothing or improving someone's lot or woes, you might want to take a moment to examine if they've had this little condition since pterodactyls were flying overhead, given that nothing that you have done, suggested, or provided thus far has seemingly made a dent in their commitment to hang on to it. Chiefly affected, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Pisces. And if you were born on this day, it's a pretty simple equation. If you believe in yourself and your program, you should have a fair amount of success arranging to do your thing or accruing support for your efforts. However, if you are waiting for others to demonstrate their commitment to you and your program to justify the validity of proceeding with your life and times, as they say, Houston, we have a problem.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.
The Daily Planets, written by Jill Goodman, produced at the facilities of WHDD FM 91.9, RobinHoodRadio.com, Sharon, Connecticut.